episode 82.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, Andrew Hansen is back with some tales from the Rankings Institute. He's got some case studies to tell you about that, quite frankly, you may not actually believe. He's also going to tell you about a webinar he's running this week that you can join through my special link. I'll tell you all about that and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, Your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, it's Mark here coming to you from Dallas, Texas. How's everybody doing? I want to get right into the content this week. We have Andrew Hansen on the phone, and I want to tell you what he's talking about. Actually, I recorded this several days ago. I've been a little bit delayed getting it out. Andrew is going to tell you all about actual results from Rankings Institute 1.0. and the launch of Rankings Institute 2.0. He's got a webinar coming up this week. Actually, it airs on Tuesday, and you can join that webinar or perhaps register for a replay. I don't know exactly how that's going to go down at latenightim.com/RI webinar. Now, I've talked about this. You guys know I only promote stuff that I've actually tried myself. I've been all through this course. I participated. Incredible information. We've talked a lot about it on the show. It's not an inexpensive course, but the free information that Andrew gives away when he's promoting the course is well worth the cost of your email address. So I encourage you to go over to either latenightim.com/RI video, where you can still see several Rankings Institute videos, or go to latenightim.com/RI webinar if you get this in time and register for the webinar. Andrew's actually going to cover three or four amazing case studies that of actual real people, people that I've interacted with in the RI forums. I think you're really going to like it. So without further ado, let's hear from Andrew, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Here's Andrew.
All right. So I'm very excited to have Andrew back on the line. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, mate. It's nice to be here again. It's always a pleasure.
So you're still in the UK, is that right?
Yeah, in London for the time being. Just had my parents visiting from Australia, which was a big deal, and we've done a little bit of travel around Europe with them, but now settled in, ready to get some work done and stay here for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on Facebook. It looks like you're having some good time there with your folks.
Yeah, really nice times.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I have you back on because you're cranking this Rankings Institute thing back up. My listeners are very interested in this. You know, we do a lot of affiliate marketing here. And I wanted to try and get a handle on all this because, you know, we've a lot of my listeners have gone through Forever Affiliate. Some have been or members in the original version of the Rankings Institute. And so yep. I wanted to try to get the big picture from you and see what's working in traffic today, why you're doing this, where it all comes from, because I want people to really get a good sense of what the deal is. And I want to tell them about the webinar, because from what I can tell about the webinar, there's more free information in the webinar that you have planned than in some courses that people pay for. So I want to go through all of that. Okay, so does that sound good?
Yeah, let's do it.
So once upon a time, gosh, and I guess it's been over 2 years ago now, you released what I thought of at the time as the best affiliate marketing course that's ever been released on the internet, for particularly if you know, for stuff that's targeted towards organic search. And we talked about that on this show, and some people had success. And when we looked at the people who didn't have success, what for the people that took action and had challenges, where did you see the biggest challenge?
So, well, I'm glad you qualified by saying the people who took action, because, like we know, that's always the biggest challenge. And the group of people who take action and don't achieve success, like they actually follow the whole thing through and don't make it, is, some people might be surprised to learn, a pretty small group of people. But the people who got a certain way through and didn't, and weren't at the place that they thought they would be financially or with the amount of traffic that they were getting, it was usually because of a combination of factors to do with the content that they were creating, the niche that they were in, and how they'd carried out their SEO. Again, I have to think back now, because it is really a small group of people, but the people who wanted to go further and couldn't, that was their challenges were tied up with those three things. And there's a lot of detail within those, so I'm not sure which you wanted to discuss, but I'd be happy to expand on any of those points.
Well, my thinking is, you know, it's the, we've talked about some of these other topics around niche selection and profitability of campaigns, but to be honest with you, when I, prior to Rankings Institute 1.0, whenever I had problems with affiliate marketing, it was already around traffic, or it was always around traffic. So my impression is that, you know, after, and maybe you can tell us why, after Forever Affiliate, you started really digging in on this traffic thing and created Rankings Institute. My impression was that you thought that was where people could use the most help.
Yeah, well, I can certainly say this, like, a big stumbling block for people is when they get started with a site, they've selected a niche, it might even be a great niche, they've got the product that they want to promote, their site's up, they have content and everything else, and they even begin their SEO, and then they get, say, a month in, and things aren't moving as quickly as they expect, and most of the time, that's just due to the nature of SEO. It's the opposite of instant traffic. It's the opposite of paid traffic. It's free, but it takes a little bit of time. So quite a number of people who have taken action drop out at that point where they've gotten about 30 days in, let's say, and the results weren't quite what they expected, and they get this idea that it wasn't working. So I did choose to delve a little bit more deeply into the traffic side of things, probably mostly to see if there was a way that process could be accelerated for people, to see if there was a way that they could follow that same process of doing quality SEO, build something that would last with their traffic and income, but do it slightly more quickly. And I really believe that now, doing things properly, there is some ways to do that. There is some ways to have the best of both worlds in terms of traffic that you can get reasonably quickly and traffic that lasts for a long time as well.
And those ways, as I understand it, are basically, that's the content of this pretty massive, I don't know how many videos it is now, but it must be 50 or 60 video Rankings Institute course that I went through for version 1.0. Is that right? This is pretty much everything you know about organic traffic.
Yeah, it's that I just mentioned, or it's more than that as well. It pretty much is not only everything I know, but it's everything there is to know. Like, I was always good at SEO. Like, I'd been doing it for a long time. I had so much experience. It'd be hard for me to be bad at it for how long and how much time I spent messing around with it. But when I met Alex, I learned that there was people who are just in another world when it comes to knowledge, because they have experience not just with their own sites in their own niches, but experience with all kinds of sites, making things rank no matter what's on the site, no matter what market it's in, and what kind of strategy it's required to follow. So the the Rankings Institute is my knowledge, yes, but Alex's knowledge mostly, because he just like he really is on another level. I doubt, and maybe you too, from having seen the information, I doubt there's many people in the world who have a higher practical knowledge of like actionable SEO than Alex Miller. So that's really like, he is the reason this course is so good.
Yeah. And since we're getting sidetracked on Alex for a minute, I guess for people that don't know, Alex runs a really big deal SEO firm. He's a co-founder of that operation, and I guess one of three principals in that. And one of the ways, you know, in addition to all his connections in the SEO world, I guess he has all this amazing firsthand data that he actually gets to see. And the thing that amazes me about Alex is he never speculates about what works in SEO. He cites examples. You know, we tried this on 100 sites, and in 75% of the cases, we saw this result. I mean, that's what was shocking to me. And like you said, he operates in a whole different space from most of us, I think.
It's true, yeah. And there's just really not many people who, like, there's a lot of people who do SEO, and I used to be one of them. And you can always look at your own results and what's working for you, but to be able to speak about what's working across so many sites, across real tests from big samples from so many different campaigns, it, like you said, it is another level.
Okay, so the big question everybody wants to know, because Rankings Institute as courses go, it's very high value, but I wouldn't describe it as incredibly inexpensive. So people want to know when they invest in these sorts of things. I know my listeners want to know, do people get results when they do the things that are described inside the Rankings Institute? And I guess that's one of the primary things that you cover in this upcoming webinar, right?
Yeah, definitely. So there has been I've been teaching various internet marketing strategies, various niche marketing and affiliate marketing strategies since 2007 now, and there's nothing that I've done in that time, no ebook or software or coaching program or anything that I've done in that time, that's made as many success stories as Alex and I have seen from the work that we've done in the Rankings Institute for the last 6 months. I can confidently say that. It's crazy in a way. It passed our expectations by a long way. You know, even if you put out great information, if you tell people everything they need to know to accomplish a certain result, there's always only a percentage of people who achieve it. And after a while of making these courses, you come to expect that, and you live with it as part of the game, and you develop in your mind a certain expectation for how many people might be able to implement this, how many success stories you might get and everything else. But the last 6 months, the things that have happened, and you've seen all of them, they've just completely gone past that. It absolutely shocked me in the most literal sense. So there's tons of different ones we can talk about, but there's a really cool one, and you know this guy well now from the Facebook group. His name's Blaine. So
yeah, I know Blaine.
He's crazy, but he is such a cool guy, and he's really done something special over the last 6 months. So he joined when everyone else joined in, I think it was the middle of January, and got started probably February by the time the coaching program was underway. Blaine is from Missouri. He's a welder, and every time his voice comes on the webinar, he sounds like, to me, as someone who lives outside of America, he sounds like the most American guy. He sounds like he's from TV. He's just a regular dude. He's got this like deep kind of goofy voice, I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying, but he's also really switched on. So he was a welder in his day job, which he still has to this point. And in the last 6 months, he's been working part time on his SEO, implementing this strategy. He started an affiliate site in a big niche, but he had a small, he focuses on a small subsection of a big market, which is, in my mind, always the best advice. It's always the best thing to do. You go to where the money is, but you find some untapped area of that market, somewhere where there's a new angle or a new product or something that's not too competitive. So he did that. He's slowly just working away on his SEO. From February to March, he generated 1,000 unique visitors from the search engines. So that is That's pretty much his first month of operation, okay? 1,000 uniques. It's not an enormous amount of traffic, but it does show that he started getting traffic really quickly for an SEO campaign, okay? It's not overnight traffic, but he's hardly waiting for months and months to see any results. So he got 1,000 unique visitors in his first month from February to March, and in that time he made his first affiliate sales from this site, okay? So it's not bad. And remember, he hasn't... You might remember he hasn't started building his links yet, because he's only at about, by the end of March, he's only at about week 4, maybe week 5 through the whole process. So he hasn't, so he started making affiliate sales and he hasn't spent much money, maybe not even any money, on promoting his site. So he's already profitable at that point, which is pretty cool to be profitable in month 1. It's hard to do that in any business. Anyway, February to March, that was his result. From March to July, he made $14,000 in commissions. Okay, that's not his total revenue, and then he has some obscene costs to deduct from that. He spent some money on link building. I have to confirm the amount that he spent, but we're not talking about a lot. Maybe he spent a few hundred dollars on building links in that first month. That's an ongoing cost, as people will learn, but that's the amount of money he spent. Certainly not a lot. He did a lot of work on his content. He did a lot of work on his keyword strategy, and he did a lot of work improving his site. You might even remember we went through his site live on some of the webinars, and we did a lot of work with him improving his conversions, changing the way things were laid out, and doing the most we could to engage with his readers to get the best response. Anyway, so by July, he's made almost $15,000, and he's crossed over the threshold of making $5,000 a month. On the comments for a recent video that I did, he wrote on Facebook, and this is one of the best things that anyone's ever said to me after following this material. First, he goes, so now I'm making an extra $5,000 a month. Does anybody know what $5,000 a month is worth to a welder? And then he said, it feels so weird being the success story rather than skeptically watching it.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that comment very well.
Yeah, right? Like, so I love the story because it's not like if I say to you, hey, I started up a new affiliate site and I was making $5,000 a month within 6 months. You will say, well, fair enough. You've been doing this for 8 years. If you can't get a good result, if you're not a professional at it yet, then what have you been doing wrong? You know, but this is just a normal guy like anyone who's listening to this presentation. He's just normal and he worked really hard and he followed the thing right through to the end, and he had a great niche and a great product to promote, and now his life is literally different now. And I mean, people, especially people listening to this podcast, you know, you hear these stories all the time, and it's always hard to separate what's true from what's just another sales letter. But what's crazy about this is that his result isn't typical. He's not like the one guy who did the best out of anyone in this course. He's just one of the guys. And I know you know this. You know how many people posted the testimonials of the money that they were making or the traffic they were getting in our little Facebook group. He's just one more guy. And so many people ended up with stories like his that it came to be ridiculous in the end. I almost didn't believe it. So that was a really long-winded way of saying that there have been some success stories, and they've been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I want to break that down a little bit. It is remarkable, almost to the point of, I think you said, this is the most successful thing you've ever done. And you don't mean successful making you money. You mean, which is what internet marketers usually mean, you mean successful making other people money. I mean, it's just really, it was off the hook.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, you know, it's fun for me to be there and to see all this, because I've been very involved with these guys, and it's just, you get to know them, and Blaine, I mean, as you say, in some ways, he's not anything special, no different from anyone, listening to this course, but in other ways, he's as special as you can get, because as you say, he did stuff. He took action. He made it happen, right? He didn't have to worry about what to do or whether or not what he was doing was correct, because he had the course. So he didn't have to worry about doing the wrong thing, but he had to get home every day from his welding job and do the stuff, right? Do the work. And, yep. And now it's a $5,000 a month website. It's just crazy, right?
It is. Yeah. And he did, you know, he had to not just do it, but he had to keep doing it. Like he was there every day. He's watched every video. He was on every webinar. He was submitting his site when there was a chance to get it reviewed. He just took full advantage of what was on offer, you know, and that's always the people who end up making success stories, you know, like the material's there for everyone, but not everyone engages with it in the same way. Not everyone has the same level of commitment or motivation or whatever else, but it's nice to see that the people who do, the people who are completely committed, that's the kind of thing they can achieve.
Okay, so September, today is September 2nd.
Yeah.
You have a big webinar coming up, and, you know, this episode's going to go live today, later, you know, later this afternoon, mm-hmm. and people are going to hear it. Why should they pause their audio player right now and go register for the webinar? Who cares about another internet marketing webinar? I mean, to be honest with you, Andrew, people that listen to my podcast, that's all they get in their inbox is this webinar and that webinar. Crap, man. So why should anybody care about this RI webinar?
Okay. Well, I'll answer by talking about Blaine since I introduced you to him now. One of the things that we're going to be going over on this webinar, this thing is case studies pretty much. So what I did was to grab three people who went through the Rankings Institute in the last 6 months. And Blaine is one of them. Three people who really achieved something special. And I wanted to go through them and their campaigns and their websites and their success story in like a case study format. So with Blaine, there were some specific things, like I mentioned, that he did with his keyword research right from the beginning. And there was a specific understanding that clicked for him that he talked to me about in an email that really changed the way he did things with regards to his keywords and his content. And when he started doing those, his traffic really started to change and his income really started to grow. So what I got him to do, and he's just incredibly generous for having done this for me, he sent me through the screenshots from his Google Webmaster Tools account for all the keywords that, not all of them, for the top like 50 keywords he has that bring traffic. And he's also sent through the keywords that that he initially researched. And one of the things that I'm going to go into, I'm not going to give away his keywords, obviously, because that's ridiculous. So we hide the keywords for privacy. But what I'm going to give away is I'm going to show people the distinction that he made when it came to his keyword research, because you'll see when you look at these two pieces of data that the traditional approach of looking for a keyword that has search volume that you think you can rank for and then committing your efforts to try to build the links to do the SEO to rank for that keyword is not something that works very well anymore, and it's not something you have to do anymore. You'll see from this data of Blaine's that he's been able to create his content in a particular way where he ranks for many, many keywords for the same piece of content. And he actually uncovered and how he was able to uncover keywords that were getting tons of traffic that now bring him enormous amounts of sales that no keyword tool was able to uncover for him. You will see on this presentation both, I'll talk about how he found them, and then you'll see what these keywords were like that didn't come up in his keyword research that he wasn't able to find in that way, but that ended up being resulting in an enormous amount of profit for him. And the theory and what you're going to learn in that webinar is that everybody has keywords like that in their niche. And there is a way to find them. There's a way to find these completely under the radar pockets of traffic and buyers that if you create content properly and do keyword research properly, you can identify it. And if you do, you can get traffic and start making sales very, very quickly and easily. Anyway, that's just one of the parts of this webinar. There's two other people with case studies similarly where I'm going to dive into what they did and what I think was the critical part of their success. There's another lady, the big crazy one, that I think she's our most successful student, and she actually doesn't post in the Facebook group very often because she works on a number of her sites now, and I think she might still have a day job as well, but she actually made in May, in the month of May alone, she made $14,000, $14,300, I think it was, dollars in affiliate commissions. And I've got about 20 screenshots from all her affiliate accounts sitting in my inbox that add up every single dollar of them. And I'm going to talk about that on the webinar as well, because she did some pretty unique stuff with her content, with her sites as well. So this and a number of other things are going to be what we'll show on that webinar. The goal of it for me is to have everyone leave with a better idea of what's really working in the search engines in 2014 and some strategies that they can take away, start implementing immediately to see some of that improvement for themselves.
$14,000. Now, we're not talking about new Taiwan dollars or Philippine pesos or anything like that. We're talking about 14,000 US dollar equivalents, right?
Yeah, and we're talking about profit as well. She said to me that in that month, it was May that she had this month that she sent all the stats through from. I thought she was making a joke, but she ended up being serious that she spent something like she spent $24 on hosting for a month or something like that. And she literally had done nothing else for her site. She's not even building links to most of these sites anymore. She doesn't even have an ongoing budget in that way. It's just absolutely crazy. And there is some concrete things that she did that I believe have been responsible for that. And I'm going to try to isolate them in that webinar.
Okay. So that is absolutely awesome. Is it still possible, Andrew, like let's say that somebody is sitting there trying to figure out whether or not they should go build an affiliate site, or maybe they have a site and it's built out and it's a pretty decent site, but they have traffic problems. I've been hearing all this stuff lately about it's too late to start an internet business. It's too late to get into affiliate marketing. There are new sandboxing rules, blah, 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 blah. Penguin 7.0, you know, all this crap.
Yeah.
Is it too late to start? Should we just all shut off our iPhones or podcast players and go home and just forget about it? Or what do you tell the new guy out there who's thinking about this kind of work?
Yeah, here's an interesting way to look at it. If you talking about affiliate marketing specifically with SEO now, if you want to start a business and you want to build a big enterprise and you want to grow to $100,000 a month or something like that, I don't think you should start by doing affiliate marketing. It's not that kind of business. But for those people that want to do something that doesn't take much time and doesn't take much effort, that they could start part-time with a very low commitment, very low risk, very low investment, and build up to, say, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month, there's really no reason why it's any more difficult now than it ever has been. And in fact, like we're going to be talking about on this webinar, because of some changes that have happened, very slow, very gradual changes that have happened in the search engines in the last kind of 12 months, I think it's actually a little bit easier now than it has been. There was a period like when Panda and Penguin first came out, and when those algorithms were, or when those little, I don't know, whatever the technical term is, when they were first coming out and they were the most aggressive and the least like refined, when that was probably the hardest period, I think, potentially. Not that it was terribly difficult, but it was probably most difficult then. Because of some adjustments that have been made now, because of some of the ways that Google has started to finally bring their algorithm into line with the public pronouncements, like make the search engines work more like how they say they want it to work, I think it's a little bit easier now. It's gotten slightly easier in the last 12 months, I'd say. So I don't believe there's any barrier to anyone starting now. There's no reason to think it's harder, certainly. And there are good examples of people having started only this year, like Blaine, for example, who have still achieved incredible results and have now built a base on which they could grow very large businesses.
Okay, dude, I have taken 30 minutes of your day, which is by now completely consumed in getting the second version of this Rankings Institute course ready to launch.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. And again, the webinar is on September 9th.
That's right.
All right. And I'll give everybody a link to that in just a second. Thanks for your time, mate. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day.
It's always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure thing, man.
So cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Okay, so that's the story. Real life examples of people who are really making money online. That's something I always want to tackle on this show. Andrew's a guy I know, like, and trust. And yeah, he's got a product for sale right now. And if you go see the webinar, at the end of the webinar, he's going to offer that product for sale. But I want you to go watch the webinar if it's not too late when you hear this, because it'll inspire you. These examples are kind of amazing. And I want you to go see those at latenightim.com/RI webinar. Again, that's latenightim.com/RI webinar. Now, next week, we'll have a little soundbite on from Alex Miller, who's the SEO guru inside of Rankings Institute, and he'll give us a free tip about SEO. He won't be trying to sell anything. In fact, it's pre-recorded little tip that he sent in. He couldn't come on the show because he's in the middle of the RI launch, but he was nice enough to send me a tip for our listeners that you can implement in your sites today. So we'll see that tomorrow. Next week on the show, and we'll have some listener feedback and all that. Until next week, we'll see you soon. Take care.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Your accent is changing. You're living in Great Britain is messing up your accent.
Yeah, it's a hybrid now.
Do your parents think you sound funny?
No, but I was in Thailand, this is about 18 months ago now, and I came across this Australian couple, older couple. I guess they're in their maybe even 60s, and they were just holidaying. They're like my parents, basically. And I can't remember why, but we ended up getting into a conversation with them. And the guy was like, and I, as soon as he started talking, I knew he was Australian. And then about 2 minutes in, he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I was like, "What do you mean, where am I from?" And then I made a joke. I was like, "Oh my God, my fellow Australians, how could you do this to me or whatever?" And he was like, "No, you're not Australian." He's like, "You've got a plum in your mouth." And I was like, "How is this? What are you? How?" From that point, I realized how much my accent really has changed with time. So now it's a kind of hybrid with no comparison.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet.